I've talked to other people about this. We discuss this every once in a while. We laugh about it. We're concerned about it. As I get older, I have more and more of these senior moments. And I think some people here can, and some people raise their hands. So yes, we have these senior moments. And this phenomenon seems to be more and more prevalent amongst those of us that get on in years. However, it's even happening in people that are younger, at younger ages. I don't know if people didn't talk about it, but I just don't seem to remember that, you know, 30, 40 years ago, it wasn't a thing where a lot of older folks couldn't remember things or, you know, but now we see people sometimes in their 40s or 50s or 60s, and they're having these problems. And personally, I think it has something to do with our environment. And by the environment, I don't necessarily mean the air, only the air and the things that are out there, but I mean our environment, outside and inside environment. So, you know, I think, personally, this is what I think. I think some of it has to do with food quality, food additives, things that are in food today that they weren't in foods years ago. I think even cooking utensils. I know there's been a lot of talk over, gosh, the last 20 or 30 years about aluminum and aluminum utensil and leaching of aluminum into foods. You know, I think that might be a factor here. Air pollution, I think pollution could have something to do with that. Medication, side effects of medication can certainly have to do with it. There are medications that people are taking today that they didn't take 30 or 40 years ago. They didn't even exist 30, 40 years ago. And then we could sort of add in exposure to and just fill in the line, whatever you might think it is. But I think there are some possibilities out there. I'm sure there are a lot more possibilities out there, actually. However, no one can really put their finger on a specific reason. Might be all of them altogether, cumulative, we don't know. But no one can really say it's this only, or specifically this, or specifically that. There was a researcher, I looked up a little bit of information this week about this, and I found a researcher, Karen Bola, at Johns Hopkins University. And she put together a list of the top 7 things that people often forget. So they included things like forgetting faces, you know, when you see someone. And I have people who come up to me and they say, "Hey, Rabbi, you don't remember me, do you?" And then I find out after I knew them for a couple of years and whatever, and they say, "Well, you don't remember me." And I look at their face and I really can't remember them. There's forgetting. On the list is sometimes what people said to them. Someone will say something to you, and a few minutes later, you can't remember. What were we talking about? What were we talking about again? Remembering phone numbers. But I do say it's a lot harder to do it today because all you have to do is push a button, and you don't have to. I still ask my wife, "What is your phone number?" Right? I still ask her, "What's your phone number?" I can remember my phone number when I lived in Queens. We had 2 different phone numbers in Bayside, and I can remember both of them, and I was like in my elementary years. But you don't have to dial a number today, so you don't. But there, we do sometimes often forget phone numbers, and that's certainly on the list. And forgetting where something is. What did I do with my keys? What did I do with my glasses? Oh yeah, they're right on my face. What? Right? We forget where we put things. But the number one thing, and I was really surprised, the number one thing that people forget is, they said in this survey, 83% find that someone's name slips your mind. You recognize the face, maybe you can even remember the situation or where they were or where you knew them from, but you can't remember their name. Even if you were just introduced, maybe 3 minutes later, you can't remember that. What was your name again? And then on the rise, and it's the serious thing is Alzheimer's disease today. We have dementia today, and these are they call them diseases, and these are diseases that I just don't remember seeing them in large numbers like this 30 or 40 years ago. Dementia and certainly Alzheimer's disease. So, and these are on the rise. So why am I opening my message with this negative stuff this morning? Because I want people to remember something. No pun intended. Because God does not forget. As a matter of fact, God cannot forget. We need to remember that. Let's look at a verse this morning, Numbers 23:19. I'll go into the Torah this morning for my first verse. God is not a man that he should be, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? We need to remember this all the time, this verse. It really is. God does not have human weaknesses, and he doesn't have human shortcomings. So he doesn't have the problems that we as humans have. Even in today's world, he doesn't have these things going on because God is God. When he makes a promise, he is not going to forget that promise. We need to understand that. The Bible, in its completeness, the Bible, there are so many promises in there, and we need to remember God does not forget, and God will carry out every single promise he has, no matter how foreign or extreme it may seem, or, oh, that's crazy. There's no way that can happen. Did God say it? It's going to happen. It may not happen in next week or next month or next year. With some of the things, it may not happen in our lifetime if Yeshua doesn't come back in our lifetime. But he will fulfill the promise sometime. This has always been through history. God's promises, and God's promises were read about and heard about way back in the day. But they weren't fulfilled. But that doesn't mean they're not going to be fulfilled just because those people didn't witness the fulfilling of the promise. We need to understand God doesn't forget, and he will not fail to carry them out. His memory is perfect. Perfect. And so as we sang this morning, Hine lo yanum velo yisham shomer Yisrael. He that keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. He is the shielder. He is the protector of Israel. And he doesn't slumber and he doesn't sleep, which means he's always attentive and he's always there. And he promises that he will be the protector of Israel. So when people look and they see, oh my God, how could this be? How did Israel survive? Why did every major civilization crumble and fall? Why is it that Israel has survived? Why is it throughout all the anti-Semitism, or the pogroms, all the Holocausts, all these things collectively, why is it that the Jewish people have survived? And the answer is in Psalm 121, because he that keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleep. He is the shielder, the shomer Yisrael. He is the keeper of Israel. And that's his promise to Israel. And so if anyone would ever doubt that God doesn't keep his promises, all we need to do is look at Israel. And we will see that God is a keeper of promises. I should stop my message right here, but I'm going to go on just a little bit. He is attentive. He is not lax. He is truthful, and he never forgets. I want to look at a couple of scriptures. I'll look at Isaiah, and I'm going to look at from the Brit Hadashah, New Testament. We'll look at Luke. So let's look at these two verses here, or a few, three verses. So this is Isaiah. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I, says the Lord, I will not forget. And he looks it through the women's perspective here, the mother. And in Luke, are not five sparrows sold for two copper coins? And not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So God is, he does not forget. These are not forgotten before God. And he is attentive. He numbers the hairs in our head. He knows every creation, every bird flying out there, every insect. He knows what's going on at any time. These are promises. And they're not just promises in the Torah. They're promises in the Tanakh. They're promises in the Brit Hadashah. God promises from the beginning to the end of the Bible. These are promises. God will not forget you. He cares about you, even as a loving mother cares about her child. Let's look at Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And so I talked about, you know, doing ministry a couple of weeks ago. He doesn't forget the work that we do for him. We don't do it for salvation, as Dr. Dean said. We don't even do it for our rewards, even though we may get rewarded one day. But we do it because we want to do it for the Lord. And he says, I will not forget the works that you have done for me. He doesn't forget our acts of love in his name. So I talked about, Dr. Dean mentioned that I talked about it last week about love. And so our acts of love, our serving God and our serving other people, God doesn't forget them. So if he doesn't forget them, then maybe at some time there may be rewards about it, right? But we don't do it for that. We do it because God wants us to do these things. So let's look at Psalm 103 this morning, a couple of verses. As a father, now we're looking at in Isaiah, he gave us the perspective of from the mother, the loving mother, the loving woman, and now he shows us the other end as a loving father, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are made, and he remembers that we are dust. He knows how we are made, and he knows that we are dust. He knows, and he remembers our frailty. He knows how we are made, and he knows that we are dust. He knows our flaws. He knows that we have an issue from Adam and Eve's sinning in the garden. He knows not only how we were made, but he knows what progressed through our mother and father in the Garden of Eden. He knows about these things. He understands the struggles that we go through day by day. He knows these things. And he remembers them. But as a mother and a father, a loving mother and a loving father, and he is our most loving father, he is our Father in heaven, he not only remembers these things, but he has this wonderful grace and mercy, and he will act upon these things in a gracious and merciful way for each and every one of us. He doesn't forget our need for mercy. He knows that we need mercy, and he knows that we need mercy a lot, especially in today's world. Psalm 77:9, has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Right, these are, of course, you know, it's the answer. It's the answer. This is Asaph wrote this. David didn't write this. He wrote this as one of the part of the Psalms of Ascents. And so the question is, but we know the answer. And the question is, has God forgotten to be gracious? In anger, did he shut up his tender mercies? No. His tender mercies are always there. He always remembers to be gracious. He doesn't forget these things. Even in our failures and brokenness, God will never forget to be merciful to us. See, we may fall short and we may disappoint, but God isn't like that. And we need to remember these things as much as we can remember these things. And God, he remembered Israel. We sang about it and I talked about it here. And he had promises to Israel. And he spoke them thousands of years ago. And because we had this wonderful privilege to be able to read that Psalm 121. Whenever we want to open up the Bible and we read it, we have this wonderful privilege to be able to sing the words to this song. By the way, we sang it this morning. We haven't sang the song in a couple of years. I just felt, you know what, it was time to sing it. And it was funny because I picked it out a couple of weeks before I even did the message. But the thing is, he does these things for Israel. And the things that he has promised Israel gives all of us that hope today, because we look and see what he has promised Israel and the promises that he have already fulfilled. We see them as being fulfilled, and we know that God keeps his promises. So we may be forgotten by people. People may shun you and forget you and not deal with you or not remember you or whatever. And we may forget to give God glory when we should be giving God glory. We tend to forget these things. You know, sometimes we go on with our everyday life and, you know, sometimes say, oh, you know, I haven't prayed, and it's been a couple of days, I haven't read the Bible. We forget to do these things. We forget to thank the Lord daily, and we should be thanking him daily. It doesn't mean that we have to sit down somewhere in a place and sing praises to him for 2 hours, 3 hours, but at least once a day, just thank you, Lord. See something that's happening in your life or something that's around you and say, thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for that. Just even if we just take a couple of seconds a day to do that, we forget to do that. To praise him daily. Maybe a little bit of song, maybe a song that comes to remembrance, and we sing a praise song or whatever. But we should praise him daily. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's great. And I listen, I'm not saying I do it every day, but I do it because it's easy for me to do it. You know why? Because when I get out of my car and I drive out of my development towards the main road, and the sky is there when I, and sometimes even before, as soon as I get out of my house and I look at the sky, you know, out there, and I go. Wow, Lord, thank you, Lord. Look at that beautiful morning. Look at the beautiful sunrise. Look at it this morning. And that's it. It doesn't need a lot, but at least something to thank the Lord and praise the Lord. There's always something out there that you can do that every day, and we shouldn't forget to do these things. It doesn't need to be hour after hour after hour, but at least do it a little bit here and there on a daily basis. And God doesn't forget any of his creations, the sparrow, the insects, whatever. We know that because he says that. And we read about it, and we'll look at it right now, Genesis 9:15. And this is after the flood. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and everything created of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. And in Florida, that's a good that's a good promise for us. Right? But that's a promise. It's a promise to every living creation of all flesh. And so these promises are for us. In Judaism, you know, the biblical concept of the inheritance of the firstborn is really sort of tied in with not forgetting God. And I don't know, I jotted this down, I don't know if I can sort of, what was it going on in my head here? But it's tied in with our not forgetting him and him not forgetting us. And it's this concept of the inheritance of the firstborn in Judaism. And the Father, God our Father, not forgetting Yeshua. It's all tied in together. Because Yeshua is God's only son, and so he is obviously his firstborn and his firstborn son. And so this is also tied in with the Father not forgetting Yeshua and his inheritance. When Yeshua prayed for his disciples, this is what he said. And sometimes, maybe you didn't even realize this. It sounds like a weird concept, but John 17, verse 6 and 7. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. Now he's praying for his disciples. Let me read that again. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours and you gave them to me, said Yeshua. And they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. He says this three times. Father, you have given these men, these disciples, to me. When he's praying for the disciples. Yeshua is telling us in his prayer that basically his disciples, but this is the first of the body of Messiah. So he's telling us that the body of Messiah is Yeshua's inheritance from the Father. So if God forgot us, we would never have that wonderful opportunity to have our sins atoned for. If God forgot us, if his spirit, if his ruach forgot us and didn't work on us and on our hearts, then we wouldn't have this wonderful opportunity to accept Yeshua and have our sins atoned for by accepting Yeshua. And that means that Yeshua would never get his inheritance. See? So because God doesn't forget us, he also doesn't forget his son's inheritance. And so because God didn't forget us, we are part of Yeshua's inheritance. We are the body of Messiah that the Father gave the Son as his inheritance. And so it's just a wonderful thing that God doesn't forget. And he doesn't forget, and he works on all men. And he even didn't forget when it came to his son receiving, that even that was in the concept of Judaism. Where do we get that from? We get it because it really, I believe, it just comes from God himself, and that's why this is even God's concept of what his son would get. So others, they may forget us. They may walk out of our lives, but God never leaves us, never forgets us. And as the word says, he never leaves us or forsakes us. We need to remember that. If we, listen, Let's remember that. Even when we remember, we don't remember where we leave the keys. And don't we remember this person's name or that person's name? Just break away a second. My brother called me the other day. I'm tying up my message here and I'm getting serious, but let me... He calls me yesterday and he said, you know, my brother is he's a chiropractor that is still in practice. He's my youngest brother. I started that family tradition, you know, many, many years ago, that three brothers are all three chiropractors. And so he calls me up and he said, hey, a woman came into our office and he said she used to intern for you in your office. I said, really? Yeah, her name is Charisse Holston. Charisse Holston. I said, I don't remember. He says, yeah, she said she was with you for a year. I don't remember her, Gary. I don't remember her. Yeah, and she knows everybody in the area, and she knows Ben, so she knows where the office, and she said, I even drove by, and I see it's not there anymore. So I said, I believe you that she worked for me, but I don't remember her. And then the next day he calls me up and he said, yeah. Oh, I said, what's her name? And he said, no, I said, what's her name? And he said, I don't remember. And I said, okay, listen, why don't you ask her if you see her again? So he called me back the next day. So he's like, he doesn't remember, so you know, he's 8 years younger than me, so he's in that time frame. So he says, her name is Charisse Holston. So I was at the computer and I Googled and then I saw a picture of her and I go, all right, I'm trying to, oh yeah, okay, here's a woman. I got to remember what she looked like 35 years ago. But I can see, I think I remember who Charisse. Charisse, I remember who she is. Yes, I do. And yes, she did intern for me for a little less than a year. See? So we may forget a lot of things in our lives, but don't forget that God never forgets. Amen? Amen. Okay, now, Shabbat Shalom.